Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are Emily and Katie. Turn on in and turn us up to 80. We are fumbling through the fun, talking about life, getting good stuff done. Thanks to all the listeners, we're the struggling sisters.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Struggle Well Project podcast, and I have my sister here, my shorter, blonder counterpart.
Oh, here I am.
Here you are.
In all my glory.
In all your glory. So we are here to help you love your actual life. We want you to know you're not alone. We have prepared some things that will be interesting, funny.
And summary.
Summary. Is that a word?
Well, not like in summary.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode.
And goodbye with summer-ish.
Yes. So where do you want to start?
Let's talk about what are our summer plans. Do you have a plan?
Okay. I've gone, the pendulum has swung from sure wish I had a plan, but nobody's making a plan. So the summer goes by and we haven't done anything to right. I have made so many travel plans and then I'm not that good at it. So I kept canceling tickets thinking I was going to get a refund. But they're just holding it. Southwest's just holding on to my money.
Oh.
I think I'm like a majority shareholder of Southwest Airlines now. And I don't have money to keep the electricity on, but I'm really helping out Southwest Airlines. No. I did it wrong.
You can just fly over here when they cut the lights out.
Okay. Sounds good. So the first thing we're going to do is go to Missouri. For people who are new, I have a map that my friend Sarah made, and it's a chalkboard map of the United States. And I am trying to get me and my kids to every state, and my husband, I don't mean to leave him out. All four of us are going to try to get to every state before they move out.
I love it.
We've done a lot.
So, yeah, you have. So, Missouri, it's going to be an interesting one, but you've made it sound quite fun.
Oh my goodness. It's turned out to be such an art creating trip. There's a place where we can make pots on wheels, like in that movie Ghost, but completely nothing like that one really inappropriate scene. Yeah, kid-friendly Sesame Street version of that. And then we're going to be making glass at a glass. I don't even know. I'm hoping it's like glass that is malleable. That's a hard word. Because I don't necessarily want to like make things with pieces of glass, and I don't want to... I don't know, but there's a glass studio.
Wow. You're going to be spinning things. You're going to be blowing things in Missouri.
Missouri.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. And there's an underground cave where you get to drive through it in a Jeep. And my husband loves Jeeps. It's going to be fun.
Be so cool. I don't think we're going on any trips. I'm trying to send my husband on a trip. Oh, I'm going to the craft camp with you.
Craft camp next month.
I know. So I would like him to go on a little fun trip. So I've taken the days off of work and I'm just trying to skedaddle him on out of here.
Where does he want to go, or where are you trying to make him go?
I'd like him to go back to Arizona and like hunt or do some things that you can't really do back there with kids, like a bunch of cool hiking or something fun.
I love it. That's yeah. Nice of you to do that for him.
But we don't have any real set plans. What I want to do is one of the listeners wrote in that she was going to do Friday fun. So okay. Try to keep it casual other than that. But then every Friday kind of go out, like do something, maybe the zoo or something bigger.
Yeah.
Probably so she doesn't feel like bad about, you know, if we're having a lot of home days or whatever.
Yeah. We have a set every Thursday afternoon. We're going to the pool with our neighbors.
I love that. I did that last summer. We had a pool day every week and one day. And if you can make it, great. If you can't, whatever. But we all pretty much went every week and it was so nice, easy.
Yes. Really, yeah. Something to look forward to.
And your kids are old enough to where you can actually, you don't have to be in the water.
No. So tell me about swimming suits. Have you gotten one?
For my body?
Yeah.
No. Trying to avoid the whole swimsuit situation.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to avoid it.
Do you have an older one?
I have an older one. It's fine. I'm a two-piece girl, but this summer, I don't know if I'm a two-piece girl this summer.
You, like, still wear bikinis?
Yeah, girl.
You've always kind of been like that.
I don't like clothes. I don't like things on my body. So then when I get hot, I especially don't like things on my body.
So you'd rather be mostly naked?
Yes. Sorry, everyone. That's just how it is these days. No, I wear shorts and it's a pretty covery top. Revealing, not revealing.
The opposite. Strike that, okay. Reverse it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm pretty much covered, just not my belly. Belly lens. Like the Netherlands? I don't know. Not my belly land.
The land of the belly.
What about you? So you got a new swimsuit?
I found some super cute board shorts. Usually I wear them. They go down to my knees, you know, because we don't like our knees very much. But I decided to get ones that were like regular length shorts, like regular the rest shorts of everybody. Yeah. And so I did this new thing where I bought shorts that were the actual size that I am and not the size that I want to be. And they're a lot more comfortable.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you. You're going to be so comfortable.
Thanks.
I have one other fun thing that I've done.
Tell me.
I made a board list. Isn't that exciting?
A board list.
Yeah, I understand. And Joker's on their board.
Oh, yes.
Look at it. And I've got a list of about 15 things that you can do on your own for fun.
So smart. Are they chores?
One of the things is chores for, like, to earn. We do poof balls. And when they fill up a jar of those pom-pom crafty balls, they get to buy a toy. So we do jars.
Joni just got one, and she got a doll that's as big as her.
Yeah, she cashed in her poof ball jar for a frightening tall doll who can't do anything. We got it at some, you know, like janky, cheap. It's like a Big Lots for out here, but it's not. It's like cheaper than Big Lots, but it's called Job Lot. It's so stupid.
Job Lot.
Like they couldn't figure out another name. They're like, we want to be like Big Lots, but that's a hard job. Oh, Job Lot. Great. So anyway, this doll is like, she's like paper light.
Okay.
Light as paper.
Light as a feather, maybe.
Light as a feather. And she can't sit down. She can't do
stiff
anything.
Stiff as a board.
What? That used to be a game, right?
Yes.
Okay. She's light as a feather and stiff as a board. And cheap as the Dickens.
Yes, and so large. Wow. Big doll.
She's big and creepy.
Okay. So you have an individual poof ball jar for each kid.
Yeah, each kid gets an own. It's like a, have you seen the mason jars that are kind of just, they're shorter?
Yeah.
Or one has a Tupperware and one has a mason jar. And they just have in one of our kitchen drawers is two different things of those pom-pom balls. And every time they do something great, it goes in there like a little chore. Or when I tell them to do something, they actually answer me with words like, okay, mom, mm-hmm. They get a poof ball. Or they do something silly, they get one out, and then they get to cash in, get like a $10 toy.
Okay.
So then when we go somewhere and they ask me for something, I say, do you fill up your poof ball jar? No. Great. Can't have anything.
There you go. I like it. Do they also get allowance?
No, that's it.
Okay.
And if they want $10 cash, they can have it.
Okay.
But they don't understand what that is yet.
Yeah. Okay. So I just found out about this thing where I got out so much cash for allowance.
Mm.
And then someone told me about a Visa card called like Greenlight.
Okay.
Basically like a Visa card for your kids for things like allowance.
Ah, so you like load money on there?
Yeah, but I have so much cash now. Oh well. I was so proud of myself for going to the bank and getting that done. And then everybody's like, what about green light? I was like, oh
Oh
man, I still
no.
did it wrong.
Oh man. So you just take your green card to Target and they can swipe it up and.
Yeah, it's like a debit card or for kids, or I don't know. I haven't looked into it. I've just been so, I'm drowning in $1 bills over here. I want to pause the show for a moment and tell you again about BetterHelp. I told you about them last week, but I'm excited to tell you again. If you did not try it yet, I encourage you to do it. So BetterHelp is a website that has an app. They'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can do this from anywhere in the world, and you can find somebody who's really tailored to what your needs are because they can be anywhere in the world as well. So what I've been doing, because I got to try it for free, is I've been meeting with this lady every week. We have like a video chat, and then she gives me a bunch of assignments, and I'm learning so many things. It's really been a great experience, and I would love for you to try it. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling that's just done online. It's less expensive than traditional offline counseling, and there's financial aid available if you need it. So if you're stuck in some area or you just need help processing something and you don't exactly know which way to go, but you'd like a little assistance, try BetterHelp. So visit betterhelp.com/SWP and join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. For Struggle Well Project listeners, you're going to get 10% off your first month. So go to betterhelp.com/SWP. That's betterhelp.com/SWP.
All right, let's talk about like products or different things in summary that are giving us life.
Okay. Have you seen on Instagram Glossier, that brand?
What do they do? I don't know.
That's like makeup.
Okay.
And they have something called Boy Brow. It's a thing for your eyebrows. Well, I've seen the same lady apply it 19,000 times. I had to buy it.
Oh no, they got you. They wore you down.
Wore me down to a nub. And I bought it and I love it.
So it's just a little brush that you fill in your brows with?
Yeah, but it works really better than, I have some from MAC. I have lots of different ones and this one works the best.
So are you trying to get bigger eyebrows or you just fill in the ones that you have?
I was trying to fill, I don't have so many eyebrows.
Okay, well that's exciting.
Yeah.
This is my only product. Rose and vanilla deodorant, and it smells so good.
Who's it by?
The brand is Schmitz. I tried it last summer. I don't know why I stopped buying it, but man, it smells so good. And it has no aluminum in it.
And so it works well?
It works, yeah.
Okay, so the Penderwick series, I mentioned that on Instagram already, but it is so well done. Very good books.
And what is the reading age for that?
I think it's like 8 to 12.
Okay. So you're reading it out loud to both your kids or what age group?
No, Eric reads to Porter. I just read to Lane.
Okay.
And we love it.
Okay. And she's turning 11, so it's right. They've aged it right.
Yeah. It's really helpful, too, because there's a girl in it who is just exactly like Lane. I mean, wow. It's like
oh, that's
they wrote
great.
Her. Yeah. And so she gets a real kick out of that girl. And I get really frustrated with her.
Oh, this one's from Rachel, your producer. I was actually scrolling through Instagram and I was like, I don't recognize any of these people. I didn't realize I was on your Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Scrolling through. And I saw a post from her and she had 1 second in a day, 1 second each day. And it's a video put together.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like instantly fell more in love with her. It was just such a sweet little video. So
I didn't
I'm doing
even
it.
See it. How do you do it?
There's an app, 1 second a day.
Okay.
The front of the interface is just like a calendar. You click on the day of the week and then it pulls up what you did that day and you just pick whatever little video or picture you want for that day.
Okay. And then at the end of what?
And at the end of the month, you can do it. You can do it by month or year. You just pick what you want and it makes you a little video. It's so nice.
I like it
because I take so many pictures, but I don't do anything with any of them.
Yeah.
So, but I think the videos I will.
Have you ever tried chatbooks?
No. What's it like? It just finds pictures automatically and prints them?
It's your Instagram.
Oh, and it makes a little book for you?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Hmm.
All right. Did you listen to the Shrink Next Door podcast?
I did.
What is that about?
Okay. If you guys haven't listened to it, you should. I think it's only 6 parts, right?
Yeah. I think the last one hasn't come out yet.
Oh.
Unless it came out today. Have you listened to the...
I thought I listened to the final one. But yeah, it's so good. So it's about a shrink. And well, you could tell that from the name, but...
Yeah. So the shrink ended up making so much money off all of his people. And he thought he was incredibly right, but he was so wrong. I have a friend who is a therapist, and I told her, if you are not rolling in the dough, you are not doing it right. Listen to this podcast and learn a thing or two.
Right. That guy is a master manipulator. So the main guy that's telling the story, though, he seems smart, but the way that he was able to be manipulated is just so
Marty.
Bonkers.
Yeah. It's, yeah. It makes me think I would never be manipulated like that. But then would I? Maybe I would. I don't think so.
Multiple people, though, were manipulated by this guy. So it's kind of, it's hard to tell, but I kind of think that guy's not very bright.
Yeah, it was so sad because in the end, he literally had nobody.
Yeah.
30 years of his life.
We can't give it away for people in case they want to listen.
I
mean, in the end, can you believe they went to Disney?
Everybody made up.
That was such a good podcast. But no, you should listen to it. You know, another podcast that I love is Ear Hustle. Have you listened to that?
I've heard of it. Tell me why you like it.
Because it's about like just little insider snippets about prison. And I just think it's so, they just take it a little like subject by subject. So they did one on, you know, all the food, and they did one on letters and like slang. And I just love that podcast. And so anyway, one of the guys that is a producer of the show was in prison. He was doing it while he was in prison. Now he's out. He already had this built-in job. So now this season, he's out doing the same job.
Ooh, that's really cool.
It is. And they had a big break in between seasons. And mom texts me. And she's like, I feel worried. Is he all right? Because they didn't come back. But it's finally back. It's really good. Ear Hustle.
That is so funny. That's so sweet of mom to be worried about the inmate. Okay, so I'm having a hard time finding shoes that are comfortable for work.
Okay.
I've bought several pairs and taken them back because they're just not comfortable enough. And I got a pair of Vans that are slip-on Vans, and I like them, but they're just not that comfortable for my foot. So anyway, I bought some Allbirds. Have you heard of these shoes?
No,
I tried Rothy's. They're made out of water bottles.
Right.
I had to take those back.
I'm so comfortable. Well, tell me about Rothy's.
Stop it.
I mean, it sounds bad.
They were like, really cute. Crunch.
No. Now, why'd you take them back?
You know, they were like so narrow that my toes were hopping on top of each other. My toes don't do that.
They don't do the top hop, pop?
They don't. And so everybody was alarmed.
Okay.
So I took those back.
All right.
Allbirds are made out of trees. I don't understand what's happening. But anyway, they are the most comfortable shoes. But they're really expensive. So I have not sent them back because they're very comfortable, but I have not worn them because they're very expensive.
Oh, so you're just afraid to wear them?
Yes. So I just basically wear shoes into work and out of work, and then I don't have shoes on at work.
What do you mean?
I just wear socks. We're in a house.
Oh, so then why are you buying work shoes at all?
Because it's not professional not to wear shoes to work.
I could have told you that, but you've already chosen not to.
I'm in a strange middle place where I'm not
sure.
You're
in a sock place.
I'm in a very sock place. My boss only seems to mind if I don't have, I mean, he only doesn't like when people don't have socks on, but I don't ever take my socks off because that's gross.
You have a weird job.
I do. My boss, one of the girls the other day was like, I have such a terrible knot in my back. Will you push on it with your elbow? I was like, well, I mean, I guess so. So I, in my little socking feet, just put all my elbow into this little girl's back. And then my boss came in and he just was like, he just looked at us and kept walking, pretending like he didn't see it. So I'm not sure. It's confusing.
It's a wonder that you still work at that place and not wear shoes. I'm just kidding. I don't think you should be buying expensive shoes at a place where shoes are optional.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll take them back. Thank you for helping push me over the edge.
No problem. Okay, so here's another thing that I love this summer. So at work, I don't have a lot of time to drink drinks.
Which is terrible.
I know. So you get free drinks, but there's no time to drink them because it's such a busy store. And if you come into work early, you can have some drinks. If you stay late, you can have a, get a drink or whatever. But
you can't like make a drink and have it sitting behind the counter somewhere away from
you. You can't have it behind the counter. And it's just hard to sneak away and go to the back and have a little drink. But you want that Starbucks because you're making it all day. So what I've started to get is an espresso Campana, which somebody came and ordered it at the drive-thru. And I was like, why are they speaking Spanish to me? I don't know what they're saying. But it turns out that is a drink that we have there. So it's just...
No, hablo. Oh, what? It's on the menu? Sorry about that.
Como se dice, just plain coffee. So it's I get 4 shots of espresso, and then Campana means who knows, but with Fremont. So just espresso and whipped cream. And if you get blonde espresso, it's so good because the blonde espresso is a little sweeter.
Okay.
So it's almost like a little dessert, and it's only like 50 calories or something, so I can drink it fast. And the whipped cream kind of cools down the espresso, and the espresso kind of melts the whipped cream. Oh. It's really good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my new drink. Dunkin' Donuts, they'll make it too if you go there.
Oh no. Ugh.
What? Yeah, get the job done.
But at what cost?
It's just espresso. It's not like they dump all their weird sugar in it.
Don't like it. I don't like the sound of that. I thought you were saying Duncan, like there's a guy there named Duncan who will make it. Like only you and Duncan make it. But I'm not going all the way over there. I think it's something I could get over here. Okay, so speaking of drinks, I found another drink and it also got me in trouble at work.
Right.
It is called Project 7. That's the brand. Okay. And they're new. But for some reason... does not say project anywhere on it. It just says 7 with a degree sign after it. So just look for a cursive 7 spelled out with the degree sign after it. And they have lots of different flavored drinks that sound, well, they have the names of alcoholic drinks, but they're not.
Oh, okay. Are they like juices or teas?
It's just like a LaCroix. It's like a water with bubbles.
Got it.
Carbonated water. But this one was mojito flavor.
Ooh.
And it is so, it tastes exactly like a mojito. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's cool.
So I had them at work and my boss thought I was drinking at work because it says mojito. He was really mad. And then I showed him on the thing where it says contains no alcohol. It's just water. None alcohol really in those funny. Mojitos, but I didn't get
it. Is there
trouble.
Sugar in those or are they like LaCroix where they're
I think nothing? There's sugar just in like a tiny bit of actual juice from like the lime or whatever. It's they're not oh, okay. sweet. I don't like sweet ones, but they're really good.
Oh, cool. Project 7.
You can get them at Target. Okay, so I wanted to talk about some strange news because it just makes me so happy. I want to talk about which one of these do you feel most likely that you could have been involved in.
Okay.
So the first one, in Los Angeles this week, there was a guy legit riding his bike on the freeway in Los Angeles. And he wasn't even wearing a helmet. You can see a video of it. He was doing like wheelies and all kinds of stuff on a bicycle.
Oh my gosh.
Not safe.
LA traffic is crazy too.
They go so fast.
Yeah.
Secondly, a lady in Vietnam, and I saw a video of this. She was complaining of ear pain. So the doctor looked, I know this is not going to end well.
Not going well.
The doctor looked inside her ear, and sure enough, there was a spider living in there. alive and just really enjoying his new apartment
right.
that he had found. And why are you in here with that light?
Oh.
So they had to try to get this alive spider. Oh, so there was a video of that up close and personal. You see all of his eyeballs.
No.
Yes.
How'd they get it out?
I didn't get that far. I had to turn it off.
You couldn't.
I was feeling sick to my stomach.
That's disgusting.
Okay.
Now, that's really not that far-fetched. Like, everybody sleeps.
Everybody sleeps.
Spiders can get into anyone's house.
Ew.
Everyone has ears.
These are all very valid points. I want to know what was causing the pain. Because I feel like if it was causing you pain, like maybe the spider was getting down too deep where it was too crowded, it would have caused the spider pain. He wouldn't have kept doing it. So was he biting you repeatedly, or was he laying eggs? And that's what, like, what's causing the pain?
Well, can't you hear it?
She did not complain of noise, just pain. Okay. Number three, picture this. I don't know. Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what you were like when you first started driving, but I do know what you were like. You guys. Oh, we called her Crash.
It was such a rude nickname.
It was so spot on.
On my very first day of driving, I was 16 years old and 0 days. I totaled my mom's car.
Tell the story.
Going to lunch. Well, I was driving down the street with all of my girlfriends in the car. We left school. We're going to a friend's house for lunch. I missed the street, but I thought I could zip on over there and make that turn without braking at all. And we ended up on top of a fire hydrant and on top of a stop sign.
Which are not typically that close to one another.
No, but thankfully, I mean, if I hadn't caught the stop sign, we all would have gone into a wall.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And some of the girls didn't have seatbelts on. So dumb. But I will never forget the name of her street. The problem was, it was always between two streets. I was like, it's either this one or the next one. But I'll never forget. Never forget again. Huber Street. That's the right street. And you're going to need a break before you turn.
Oh my gosh. And we did not have a lot of money to be totaling cars, Crash.
No.
And then the next time you ran into a guy who just had a brand new motorcycle built.
He was just taking it for a test drive.
Brand new motorcycle built. Oh, and he used to be mom's boyfriend.
So weird. He was so mad at me. He was so mad at me.
Mom only had like the one boyfriend, and you happened to hit him in a very large town.
I ran him right over.
With this new bike. I love
so
it.
So bad. It could have really hurt people. I'm so glad that everyone's okay. So sorry about my past driving experience.
Didn't you end up in the middle of a parking lot? Like your car wasn't in park and it just rolled into the middle of the street?
Yeah, that was at school. Well, at school.
Oh, that's different.
I forgot to put my parking brake on, and they would just like push it around the parking lot to a different spot.
Oh, your friends like, would do that?
Yeah, I know I left my car here somewhere. They're like, yeah, but it was like halfway out of a spot, so we moved it for you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so imagine this. Not yes. maybe as bad of a first driving day as you had, but this week in Tennessee, this teenager, on her second day of driving, she's driving down the road and a raccoon jumps on the windshield and like faces her. And she had to figure out what. Did you see this?
No.
Anyway, it was just the craziest thing. This raccoon drove all the way with her where she was going on the windshield. Then you think like that's a regular, like, I mean, certainly that's happened to you. Like it must be a thing that happens. No, it is not a thing that happens.
No. Was she a new driver?
It was her second day of ever driving. And a raccoon is riding on the windshield with her, like facing her, staring at her.
That's so funny. I'm glad she didn't get in a car accident. That would definitely cause me to crash into something.
Doesn't take much. No. That's so funny. Well, when I first started driving, I jumped my car up onto someone else's car. You know, sometimes when you drive stick, it'll like jump. Lurch. I had a jumping car. yeah, so the front of my car jumped on the front of another car. And they were sitting on the patio enjoying a cup of coffee, and they saw the whole thing. So there was no backing up and pretending like nothing happened, because they were already walking towards me. And I didn't have to turn the car off because it had already just like stalled and turned itself off.
On top of the car.
No, I managed to back up a little bit, but that was awkward. Okay, finally, the fourth one. This week in Florida, a couple was having a romantic picnic by the lake.
Yeah.
An alligator, sure enough, jumped out of that lake onto their blanket and ate their food.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine? How scary.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gator territory, though. That does not surprise me.
You can't just, like, go to the lake and have a picnic?
Not safe there. Oh, man. That's a Florida story.
Is that a thing?
I think just lots of crazy things happen in Florida.
Interesting.
Well, I think that I'm still with the spider one. I think that could happen to anyone at any time, and we should all be afraid.
Okay.
Because I am.
All right. That's good.
I had one little tiny news story, and it's so sweet. So, parrots are taking over local parks. It's Chicago Hyde Park. Descendants of just escaped pets have been mating, and there are so many parrots in that park. It said that they're growing by 25% a year.
Just random escaped pets.
Yes.
Offspring.
Well, I mean, just birds. Just parrots. And like another, like parakeets, maybe.
That is so funny because they're not probably indigenous to that
right. spot.
Interesting.
I think not. I don't know. I just think that's so sweet. How fun would that be? Wouldn't that be a fun park? Maybe a little dirty.
Yeah. Did we take you when we lived in China to the park with all the free range and monkeys?
No.
Oh, they would just come right up to you, but they were mangy looking. It was like out of a horror film.
Oh, no.
If you had any food, they were on you.
That's so dirty.
So dirty.
That's so dangerous.
So that makes me think this could get out of control. And then you send the poor people, if they have to humanely get rid of all these parrots, everybody's going to be mad about it.
That's true.
But if they're taking over.
We end it.
I don't know, Kate.
That's future Chicago's problem.
But today it's cute.
Yeah. So what's killing you softly?
Oh, my goodness. So today, I don't know how. I think it's from excessive petting, but my dog had this giant mat of curly hair on top of her head. Only on the top of her head. So it made her hair really tall, kind of like Southern Belle tall. And so we had to go get her groomed. And when I went to pick her up, she would not get out of the kennel. She was not excited to see me. We opened the door and she just sat there. And I'm like calling her name and she just sat there. And then when they finally got her out, she ran the other way into like the back room of the groomer.
Aww.
I was so embarrassed. Like everyone was looking at me like, that's the weirdest thing we've ever. I'm like, I feed her every day.
That's so weird because this is your dog that you actually have bonded with.
It is the strangest thing. So I felt mortified. It's the stupidest thing to be upset about. I was like, this dog won't even come to me.
Your dog embarrassed you.
It took three people to get my dog to go home with me.
Did they have to lift her up and put her in the car?
No, but they had, I mean, they just wouldn't, she wouldn't come to me. She did nothing for me.
That's really weird. Really I wonder weird. If she just had a bad experience, but you would think if she had a bad experience, she'd be wanting to come home.
Exactly. Huh. So anyway, there you go. Killing
and not from excessive petting.
I think,
that's
see,
cute.
Come back to that. You'd be excited to come back to that.
Right.
Anyway.
We'll give you knots here. So what's killing me softly is our ticks.
Oh, no.
Killing me softly are ticks. I was at work. Brandon took the kids for a walk. Joni had to pee. She peed somewhere on a walk in our neighborhood, and we live in the forest. I came home. He said, oh, there was a tick on Joni, on her shoulder. We got it off. No problem. You know, it hadn't bit her or anything. Throughout the day, we had seen six.
Oh, no.
There was one on her shoe. There was one in her bed. In her bed.
Oh.
She had on a long dress. And I think she walked through like a bunch of like tall grass and stuff
oh, no.
and got them on.
Oh, no.
They were in our dog's ears. In like Well, they were everywhere. So I got home from working all weekend and then just had to wash all of our beds, wash all of our blankets. They're everywhere. It's so bad here. So there's a city called Old Lyme here.
Oh, gosh.
And that's where it originated. Like, there are so many ticks here that they named Lyme disease after us.
Oh, my gosh. So what are you doing? That would make me so nervous.
Nobody got bit. They're just everywhere. They're crawling on the kitchen floor. Like, they're everywhere. They're on our deck. We live in the woods.
How do you get rid of it?
Well, we always treat the dogs at the beginning of every month.
Can you treat the kids? How do you do that?
I have to put flea collars on the kids.
but really, how do you, what do you do?
I don't really know. I don't know. I think we can put some stuff in the yard. I think we can do like granules or something. But I mean, it's just endless amount of trees here.
So everybody just kind of deals with it?
Yeah, you just kind of check all the time.
So do you check them every night before they go to bed or what do you do?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So sick.
Do you check yourself?
Yeah, I'm like so paranoid.
That feels like a whole another job.
Yes, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And with two dogs going in and out all the time, you know, they don't die instantly or anything. Those things are like very hardy. Takes a lot to get rid of a tick.
They look like tiny little flax seeds.
They do. But these ones are big.
Okay.
Big tick daddy. So nasty. Somebody at my work got bit, left it on.
Why?
I have no idea. Has all the symptoms of Lyme disease.
I'm sorry. They left it on even after they saw it?
Saw it, left it on multiple days.
Multiple no good days? Reason.
Yes. Like, I love to be a host, not to a parasite. That's disgusting. Why would you do that?
And you asked them and they said, I have no good reason.
No, I did not. I will ask them when I see them. Somebody else told me that they left it on for a bunch of days. I was like, oh, poor guy. He's got Lyme disease. He's got all the symptoms. And they're like, well, he left the tick on him for like a week.
Ew.
Yeah. What would you rather have, a tick on you for a week or a spider living in your ear?
A spider in my ear.
You would?
The rest of my life is not going to be having Lyme disease.
I would rather a tick than a spider in my ear.
You'd rather have a tick on you for a week, sucking out your blood and becoming giant like a grape.
They get that big.
Well, the ones on our dog when we were little did.
All right. I don't know. I can't do it anymore.
It was your question.
Oh, sorry. It's too much for me.
All right. Well, I think that's everything we have.
You guys have such a good summer. I hope that summer's amazing.
Well, we'll see you again in July.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll check back in July.
All right.
Enjoy June summer.
Enjoy June summer. Goodbye.
Farewell.
Listeners, we're the struggling sisters.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.